In just 3 months, Prague will make a bid to host the Olympic Games in 2016. However, there are a number of obstacles on the route to becoming an official candidate. These include calls for a referendum, property disputes about the sites of possible Olympic buildings, questions over the budget, and not least, ground squirrels. Dita Salavova reports.
A unique colony of ground squirrels currently inhabits a large grassy area in Letňany on the outskirts of Prague. If the Prague bid is successful, Letňany will be the heart of a future Olympics, housing a ceremonial stadium, Olympic Village, and media village. But where would that leave the ground squirrels? Pavel Marhol is from the Agency for Nature Conservation and Landscape Protection of the Czech Republic.
Kolonie sisla obecného v Letňanech je význačná tím, že se
The colony of ground squirrels in Letňany is exceptional because it's constituted by roughly 600 individuals. Ground squirrels are a critically endangered species, and there are only about 29 colonies known in the Czech Republic. Those, however, are much smaller, with only 30 to 40 individuals, and they are completely isolated, which gives them fewer chances to survive. The 600 ground squirrels from Letňany represent up to one quarter of all ground squirrels living in the Czech Republic.
Ground squirrels are protected in the highest possible manner. According to the Czech law about nature conservation, they are regarded as critically endangered, and on the European level, the Habitats Directive orders the foundation of new areas of natural reserve for ground squirrels, as well as the protection of individuals. Moreover, the colony in Letňany is a national nature monument, but the idea of moving the colony elsewhere has come up during discussions of a possible Prague Olympics. The Agency for Nature Conservation strongly opposes this suggestion.
My známe pět takových pokusů, které se v minulosti uskutečnily.
We know of five such experiments to move much smaller colonies consisting of several dozen ground squirrels. Four out of these attempts were complete fiascos, and the results of the fifth aren't known yet, but it doesn't look very optimistic either. Therefore, we exclude any possibility of moving such a large number of ground squirrels, and we consider this proposal impossible.
The Agency for Nature Conservation and Landscape Protection, however, has developed a special program with the Environment Ministry aimed at improving the situation. Pavel Marhol again.
Vedle mapování a monitoringu sisu, které probíhá už delší dobu, tak zmapovat historické...
Besides monitoring activities, which have already been taking place for some time, we'd like to map the historical habitats where ground squirrels used to live until recently. Finally, we'll look for possible new locations for them. Our Slovak colleagues have succeeded in establishing a new colony, but their experience shows it's necessary to put up to 200 ground squirrels in a suitable location. Since there are only about 2,000 of them living in the Czech Republic altogether, we won't manage without semi-natural breeding in zoos.